Do you doubt your fellow officers can handle, what was it, Detective Carmichael? The hag of a bitch? Santiago shot his partner a half smile. No, sir. Good. Baxter, Trueheart, you take Poe, Harstead, and Wexford. Carmichael and Santiago, the Pools and Hester Angus, the Tribeca midwife. That's first round. There will be more, but this round is key. Each interview team, take the next 20 to familiarize yourself with your subjects. Consult with Mira and or Rio if you have applicable questions. Detective Carmichael? LT? See that your partner takes any necessary breaks. Dr. Mira will evaluate his condition every 2 hours. Ah, come on, boss! That's the deal, Santiago. Take it or go home. I'm taking it. Study your subjects, work out your rhythm, and report to the assigned interview rooms. They're in my notes at 0930. Lieutenant, if I could address you and your officers very briefly.
You have the floor, Special Agent Teasdale.
I received word only moments ago that Utopia Island is fully shut down. There were 5 casualties, 2 law enforcement, 3 residents. Any injured are being treated in the medical facilities there, as they are, I'm assured, excellent. While the farm system is not yet fully contained, we estimate it at 85%.
How's your agent?
Stable condition, thank you, Lieutenant. We have amassed a great deal of data from both of these areas. We will, of course, share all of it with the NYPSD. At this time, however, I think it's important to relay Rachel Wilkie is in a coma and has been for 9 days following an attempt at self-termination. We have records showing this is not her first attempt. Evidence and statements at this time indicate Aaron Wilkie, Wilkie's youngest son, was not part of the criminal enterprise. He has been restricted to the island for months and has endured 2 realignment procedures. He is cooperating fully with authorities.
That's good information. Thanks.
Eve scanned the room.
We use it and put these motherfuckers where they belong.
She took a minute to speak with Rourke while her detectives got ready.
Appreciate the change of clothes.
You look like a self-contained professional ass-kicker. A good definition of a cop in this case. Get any sleep? I bought a couple of planets instead.
Better than sleep.
You're probably not really kidding. I need to huddle with Peabody. I'm going to do the same with EDD. I'm useful, he said before she could respond, and I'm enjoying it.
I know the first, and since the second seems true, go enjoy.
Peabody, she gestured to her office. Piper first.
I lost that bet. I figured we'd hit Miriam Wilkie first.
You read Piper's data. How would you describe him?
Wife-beating, misogynistic bully.
You don't say true believer.
He'll roll.
To save himself, he'll roll on the Wilkies.
It won't save him.
No. Here's how we'll play it. When they walked into interview, Piper sat alone, arms folded over his chest. His knuckles, though healing well, still showed raw from beating them against his wife. Record on. Dallas, Lieutenant Eve and Peabody Detective Delia entering interview with, I'm not talking to cunt cops. Eve continued to read details into the record, then sat. Mr. Piper, the record shows that you were read your rights at the time of your arrest.
He tried to stare through her.
We're aware that you exercised your right to contact a legal representative. However, that representative has also been arrested, and your financial accounts have been frozen due to your connection with Natural Order. If you wish legal representation at this time, we can and will arrange for a public defender.
Fuck you, bitch.
You can't do that to my money.
We didn't. The FBI did, so you can take that up with them. Do you wish to have us arrange for a public defender?
You think I don't know they work with the cops? You think I'm stupid?
My opinion in the matter of your stupidity isn't relevant. Are you waiving legal representation? He jabbed a finger at her.
Fuck you and fuck lawyers. I don't need a lawyer. I don't need to talk to you.
Let the record show Mr. Piper has waived his right to an attorney. While he may exercise his right to remain silent, we don't have to. We will inform Mr. Piper of the weight of the charges against him.
Detective.
Mr. Piper, you are charged with spousal abuse, spousal assault, endangering minors, 3 counts, due to the locks installed on the doors of your children's rooms.
That's all bullshit. I'm the head of the house, the breadwinner. I run my house as I see fit, so you can fuck right off.
You saw fit to strike your wife on multiple occasions. We have the records from the Huffman's medical facility.
Good cop Peabody made no appearance here. She continued in a cold, flat voice.
You are further charged with murder in the second degree for the beating death of your wife, 6 months pregnant wife, Eve added. The jury's gonna want that information.
And are charged with leaving a crime scene, attempting to conceal evidence.
That's all bullshit. My wife died from complications of a miscarriage. I called her doctor. I got her to the best hospital I know. Now you've taken my kids. They've just lost their mother. I lost my wife. I'm gonna sue your bitch asses to the...
They took your wife out of the house in a body bag, Eve said. Your cleaners missed a spot, Larry. So we have her blood and yours on the wall where you beat her head in. That's off-planet, a lifetime in a cage. And with the other charges, add another 20. And that's before the feds hit you with accessory to kidnapping, torture, forced imprisonment. And I'm barely getting started.
You can't prove any of it.
I have proved it. 2 witnesses, Larry, heard your pregnant wife screaming, begging you to stop. Heard you screaming at her, beating her, bashing her head against the wall.
Lying bitches. Who's gonna believe them?
Eve leaned in.
I believe them.
A jury's not only gonna believe them, a jury's gonna eat up every word they say.
2 witnesses, blood and forensic evidence, and guess what, Larry? Your wife's body.
She watched him jerk back at that. We recovered it from the crematorium on the compound. Hell of a thing to have, a private crematorium, but they hadn't disposed of her yet. Her body is now at our morgue. We've got the Huffmans. We've got your head cleaner. The Wilkies. The Pools. We've got the island. We broke the farm system. You're fucked, Larry.
And yeah, bones, stupid, if you think the Huffmans, the Wilkies, any of them will protect you now.
Hard to protect some flunky, Peabody added, when you're locked in a cell.
You've got 1 shot, or we walk out of here. As it stands, you'll do life off-planet with a 20-year sweetener. Take the shot. Give us chapter and verse on the Wilkies, on natural order, and we can talk to the PA about reducing the murder charge so you'd have a chance at parole in 25. Cooperating witness? Or a lifetime plus off-planet. Up to you.
What do you want to know?
He spilled, then spilled some more, primarily confirming and corroborating evidence and statements she already had. But she didn't object to adding to the pile. As he spoke, Rourke's voice came through her earbud and, with that lovely hint of Ireland, gave her more. All right, Larry.
I'm going to talk to the PA about reducing the time for beating your pregnant wife to death and get you that 25 on planet. With parole. Possibility of parole. Then there's the 20 for child abuse and endangerment. What? Wait! She sent him a cool look. I explained that to you, on record. Your prints on the locks, Larry. Only yours. Same deal with the illegal substances. The derivative of whore, the date rape drug, found locked in your office. The bondage toys? Whoa, Larry. But that's a personal choice. After that, you're going to have to deal with human trafficking charges. We're leaving that to the feds, so good luck there. He started to sputter. You kept really good records on your computers, at home and in the compound. You had a good shot on a solid return on your investment with Marcia. The 50K marriage fee's steep, but you got a 10K rebate since you found her on your own. Amazing how they broker people, isn't it, Peabody? I know I'm impressed. He banked the 5K each for his three kids and got that really nice house for dirt cheap rent as long as he kept Marcia in line. And had another 5K in the bag, except he killed her. You're 25 large down, Larry. 35, Eve corrected. The order billed him another 10 for the cleaning fee. Right, right. Peabody shook her head. And it didn't even work. That's what a bad temper gets you, Larry. Enjoying herself, Peabody wagged a finger at him. Out 35 grand, 45 years as a guest of the great state of New York, and that's before the feds welcome you to one of their fine facilities. But we do thank you for your cooperation. Eve rose. We'll have you escorted back to your cell. You lying bitches! You cheating cunts! All of you worthless whores! Now you're getting me excited. Dallas and Peabody exiting interview. Record off. When they stepped out, Eve leaned back against the wall a moment. A moron. A vicious, woman-hating, nasty-ass moron. He never asked for the deal in writing. You know what? Peabody added. He wasn't listening. Not really. Because we're women. He just heard deal and jumped. Yeah, well, he's jumped in a cage for the rest of his nasty-ass life. Have him taken back and have them send Stanton Wilkie up. Then take 20. Get your mind clear. She walked back to observation and found Mira, Teasdale, Rio, a couple other APAs, and Shelby. They used the wall screens, she noted, splitting them among the interviews in progress. Rio tapped her earbud off, gestured Eve back out. Jenkinson and Reinecke finished with Gwen. You'll want to talk to them before you take Miriam. We're not going to push for prison time there. Yes, she knew, at least about some of it. Yes, she's a selfish, greedy, entitled diva who doesn't give a shit about anyone but herself. But her fear's just as real. She tossed her parents under the bus, then ran them over a few times. I can't really blame her. I'm not going to feel sorry for her. Nope, no sympathy here either. She had choices, and she chose wrong again and again. But for someone like her, knowing her days as a rich socialite are finished, that's genuine punishment and justice, too. I can live with it. Good. Poe crumbled so fast we could barely keep up. We've got a lot of names, and that's going to make processing, identifying, and helping abductees easier. She's done. She'll live out the rest of her life in a cell. Same with Vince Poole. No challenge there. There's a man more terrified of his wife than prison, and more terrified of the order than his wife. They're bringing Barbara Poole up now. She'll be more of a challenge, I think. They'll handle her. Challenge is good. You didn't get one with Piper. What an idiot!
I actually saw Teasdale smile when you wrapped him up.
Did you record it?
Sorry, wasn't quick enough.
It may happen again.
Who's up next for you?
Stanton Wilkie.
Good call.
Rio turned back to observation. Oh, the coffee's appreciated.
Eve rounded up her detectives between interviews, got the highlights, shared her own. She hit more coffee to wind up for her own next round, then met Peabody outside of interview.
No lawyer, Peabody told her. Barbara Poole took a public defender, and so did Harstead. The Huffmans, excluding Gwen, reached out to what looks like a friend of a friend's lawyer. Not in the order and not a high flyer.
I heard. Let's see what the Supreme Leader has to say for himself. She walked in where Wilkie, now in an orange jumpsuit, sat with his legs folded on the chair, his open hands palms up on his knees, and his eyes closed.
Meditation's over, fucker, Eve thought.
Record on. 23. He opened his eyes and smiled as Eve read off the rest of the data.
I'm sending pure light into the universe to push against the dark you misguidedly brought to so many. It must be so difficult to carry so much dark inside you. I could help you.
How? By locking me in a room? Restraining me to a cot, maybe giving my brain a few good jolts, or just letting Mother Catherine loose on me with her shock stick.
His smile never faltered.
Meditation, self-examination, coming to an understanding of your place and purpose in the natural order brings peace and calm to the mind, the body, the spirit.
And if that doesn't work, a dip in the sensory deprivation tank. You've declined legal representation, is that correct?
I have no need. My faith and my faithful sustain me.
Great. You should know, a lot of your faithful are already rolling on you.
To be weak is human.
Christ. Eve scrubbed her hands over her face. I don't get paid enough to listen to this. You're facing a multitude of federal charges, including but not limited to human trafficking, illegals trafficking, enforced slavery, abductions, torture, ordering the performance of medical procedures against the will of the patient, the abduction, torture, and forced imprisonment of a federal agent. There will be global charges as well, including the above, and along with forced sterilization, abortions.
She paused a moment, but he said nothing.
The international police have shut down your island, Wilkie, and have all the records your people so meticulously kept. When your insane realignment tortures didn't work on homosexuals, you chemically castrated the men, sterilized the women.
Such a perverted lifestyle choice cannot be allowed to disrupt the natural order of the greater good.
If individuals of different races, living or imprisoned on said island, managed to slip through the cracks to form a relationship, the punishment was shock treatments, followed by 30 days solitary confinement. If said relationship resulted in pregnancy, the pregnancy was terminated and both parties sterilized.
Of course, of course.
He nodded as if they were in perfect agreement.
The mixing of races dilutes the power and light of the whole. To each their own kind, my dear. This preserves cultures. It enhances the strengths and diminishes the weaknesses in each race. It brings peace and true freedom.
The above charges violate international laws.
The laws of our order answer to a higher power. Utopia Island is a sovereign nation in violation of a crapload of international laws. But we'll just leave that to those authorities and focus in on the multiple lifetimes you'll be doing courtesy of New York. You and they have no authority over me and mine.
Peabody rolled her eyes. Which is why you're sitting here in that fashionable suit.
Where my corporeal form resides means nothing. My spirit remains free.
Your spirit's never gonna know freedom again, Eve said. Your wife remains in a coma after her latest attempt to self-terminate. Her chances are 50-50.
Sadly, my wife suffers from typical female weaknesses and complaints, so her mind and spirit are in constant struggle. The universe decides in these tragic matters, not I.
But you decided, though she was physically and emotionally incapable of carrying more children, to continue to impregnate her so that she suffered multiple miscarriages.
A woman's purpose in life, indeed her greatest joy, is creating life, then nurturing that pure spirit. A husband is duty-bound to fulfill his wife's purpose and bring her joy.
Right. Eve flipped through her file. So her physical and emotional health, her willingness to accept your decree of her purpose doesn't apply. So when your wife underwent a hysterectomy to save her own life, you then impregnated by forced insemination a 19-year-old female, recorded as Patricia Hempstead. Eve looked back at him. Apparently, your so-called marital duty doesn't just apply to your wife.
The young girl trod on a crooked path. We helped her find the way and gave her purpose.
By forcing her to become an incubator, Eve snapped back, to fulfill your purpose. Hempstead was then kept against her will, often in restraints, forced to complete the pregnancy, after which you took the child from her. You transferred Hempstead to your farm system, just getting off the ground then, in Kansas. In the case of the male child you named Aaron, your wife was given the child to raise.
We saved the vessel from a life of chaos and poor choices and gave her the greatest gift a woman knows.
And Patricia Hempstead, again according to your own records, died 18 years ago when she slit her own wrists with a piece of broken glass.
He lifted his hands, briefly bowed his head. We mourn her terrible choice.
I bet. Your youngest son has spent most of his life tending to the woman he believed was his mother, and much of that in restriction on the island. A child is subject to his parents' will and has no greater purpose but to honor them.
She saw the little cracks forming, his smile not so calm now, his eyes not so dreamy.
A man used to deference, even reverence, didn't care for questioning and disgust, and she made sure hers showed, especially by women. And keeping him on the islands handy, as it would be embarrassing for the head of natural order to have a gay son.
For the first time, Wilkie's face tightened. My son has not chosen to be a homosexual.
No, he hasn't, because choice has nothing to do with it. But let's move on to your other kids. Your oldest, what's his name again? Eve made a show of looking through her files.
That's Samuel, Peabody told her. The embezzler.
Right, right. The one who likes to dip into the membership fund to finance his lifestyle.
Wilkie flicked a hand. That's nonsense.
You must have taught him something, Peabody smiled broadly, because he kept really good records in both sets of books.
I was getting him mixed up with the other one, The one who likes to look at little girls.
That's Joseph, Peabody said helpfully. He's got an extensive collection of child porn. A lot of little girls right from your membership rolls. Most of them with paternal permission. But we give him some credit. As for sex, he hits up adults. Licensed companions.
These are terrible lies. The weakness of women, by nature, often resorts to lies, to cunning.
We've got the pictures, Eve said.
And what do you care? They're females. Just getting groomed for their purpose in life, right?
Anyway, both of your older sons are going away. We'll be talking to them for a long time. It's a Wilkie family affair.
We can't leave out the daughter.
Sure can't, Eve said with cheer. No embezzlement there. No sick taste for 10-year-old girls.
Eve sat back. She's just a murderer.
More lies.
But his soft hands balled into fists.
No one will believe your lies. How I pity you. How I will pray for you.
You can save the pity and prayers for yourself. This is truth, and your faithful, as well as the world in general, are going to get a whole crapload of truth. And a lot of those faithful will suddenly turn faithless and roll all over you and the rest. And the rest of the world, they're going to stop seeing you and your sick order as crazies or bigots and see just how unnatural you are.
The true flock will never turn away.
More cracks, deeper cracks. Eve smirked at him, pushed harder.
Keep thinking that. And just an FYI, if you're thinking that Congressman,
geez, what the hell is his name? It's been a long few days.
Congressman Orlando, Oklahoma, Peabody provided, and there's Senator O'Connell, Kentucky.
Right. What would I do without you? If you're waiting for either one of those gentlemen, and I use the word loosely, to come to your defense, strike up the fucking band, forget it. They should both be in custody about now. Bribery, accepting and making, conspiracy to defraud the United States of freaking America. But you don't need to hear about their problems when you've got so many of your own.
Freedom of faith. My constitutional right protects. Don't you begin to speak to me about rights.
Eve slapped the table, lurched up.
Let's talk about Fiona Vassar's rights. Abducted, drugged, tortured, forced to go through a bogus marriage ceremony to become your breeding wife. Raped by you repeatedly, restrained, forced into servitude.
She paused a moment, pulled herself back. Her children are with her now. Cassie, Robin, and Seth. That's the name she gave him before you had him sent to what you called the nursery with several other kids. Berensky at the lab had come through with the DNA match there, Eve thought. Sometimes Dickhead didn't earn his nickname. They're all together now, safe from you now.
So are the others you designated as breeders, Peabody snapped out. You perverted fuck.
Ella Alice Fox, Eve continued, abducted, drugged, tortured, forced into servitude, and held against her will. You'd already banked payment of $100,000. She was a prime one for her forced marriage to take place next week. You had the date marked.
She reeled off names. No need for the file now. No pretense of women taken. The ones he'd kept, the ones he'd sold.
They have stories to tell, you pathetic excuse for a human being, and they're telling them. Your block on Tribeca's done. Your jailer there's in custody. The Huffmans are in custody. Your recruiters, what a tame name for a vicious practice, are in custody. Now his voice roared out, a fanatic in the throes of persecution. You, the unworthy, the unnatural, attack our faith. Our faith will stand and spread and triumph over your vicious and unholy attacks.
But his face had paled, and the knuckles of his folded hands went white.
Not a chance. The judges, the cops, the lawyers, and all the rest on your rolls. In custody. Some of them will flip hard on you and yours to save their own asses.
You're done. And you know why you're done? Why your cult is finally broken? Because your daughter's been planning and plotting how to take over. And she killed rather than risk a hitch in those plans. I'm betting you were on her list of disposables. His face relaxed again. So sure of himself there, Eve thought. So sure a daughter would remain ever loyal.
You lie. You lie to test my will, my faith. Miriam would never betray me or the order.
Eve leaned forward, spoke softly now to give each word import.
She despises you. And because I know that, I'll turn her. She knows everything there is to know, your personal assistant, your recruiter.
Miriam is blood of my blood. She is fruit of my seed. She will never turn against me. If you make a martyr of me, the faithful will rise up.
Nobody's going to mistake you for a martyr. Did you authorize and finance the abductions of selected individuals in New York City? Deny it, Eve invited, because every one of them deserves their day in court recounting what you did.
I saved their lost souls.
You don't deny the abductions.
I deny nothing. I am shepherd to the lost sheep.
Did you authorize the restraint, imprisonment, the use of shock devices, forced feeds, sensory deprivation, physical beatings on individuals abducted from New York City?
We trained them, educated their minds and their spirits. We saw that they had proper nutrition to cleanse their bodies of the toxins of your secular world.
Were the instruments and procedures I just named used in this training?
Yes. The dark and the false freedoms must be burned out to free the spirit.
Did you sell and profit from the sale of human beings abducted from New York City for the purposes of forced marriages and for impregnation of the females abducted?
A bead of sweat trailed down his left temple, and that was fear. His eyes burned into Eve's, and that was hate.
You are an unnatural creature.
Okay. Do you need me to repeat the question?
A woman's purpose is to serve at her husband's will, for a woman's will is fragile and fickle. It is her purpose to bear the joy and pain of childbirth and bring life forth.
And with this in mind, you abducted, trained, then sold women to men who would pay the fee.
A man must invest in family.
So, yes. Did you authorize and provide, at a fee, trackers with shock options to be utilized by these husbands on wives and minor children who they deemed required them?
A man is the head of the household, and a woman is duty-bound to obey. You have a sickness, a terrible sickness, enhanced by the perverted freedoms and laws you cling to.
Eyes flat. Eve just stared back at him. So another yes.
Did you authorize the removal of Marsha Piper's body and the contamination of the crime scene after she was beaten to death by your husband, Lawrence Piper?
I regret his methods reached that extreme, and he will be punished by the order, but she disobeyed him. My people didn't contaminate the household, they purified it.
Okay, then. She rolled through more charges. She could read the fury in his eyes now and the spread of real fear, but he remained stubbornly adherent to his tenets as justification for all.
That wraps up this part of the program. You'll be escorted back to your cell, have a break before the feds get their shot at you. After them, Interpol. I almost hate to send Miriam to Omega, seeing as she started this ball bouncing, but duty calls. Eve rose, and now his eyes looked at her, fevered, fervent.
You'll never stop the order. It's righteousness. Our spread is wide. Our roots are deep.
Wide, maybe, Peabody shrugged. Or it was wide, but those roots can't be more than an inch deep. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been so easy to rip out.
Because Eve smiled at her, Peabody shrugged again. Dallas and Peabody exiting interview. Record off.
Nice parting shot, Eve told her when they stood outside. That's a gardening thing, right?
Yeah. Jesus, I need another shower after that.
Take an hour.
I don't need that long to shake it off.
Take an hour, Eve repeated. Get some food, take a walk. This was the worst of it. The daughter's more your normal greedy murdering bitch.
And we eat them for breakfast.
Every day. Twice a day. Peabody laughed.
Can't eat that much. New pants.
Take your new pants and have that sick son of a bitch taken back to his cage. She started toward observation, but Mira, Teasdale, and Rio stepped out. Eve looked at Mira first.
He's legally sane.
Yes, he's a fanatical bigot with a messiah complex who may believe a good deal of what he said in there. Not all, but a good deal. And legally sane.
Good. Now at Rio.
No deals.
Not even a tiny one.
Good again. Special agent?
I'm going to ask what might be considered a favor, but what I hope will be understood and prevent any friction between this department and mine.
He took your man. He beat your man half to death. You want Wilkie first.
Yes. You've more than laid the groundwork for the federal crimes we'll charge him with. I want you to agree not to fight me on him serving his time in federal prison before your charges kick in.
Done. Teasdale opened her mouth, then closed it, nodded.
You say that, understanding he won't live to pay for what you charge him with here. He's gonna die in a cage. Why would I care what kind? Except sometimes I do.
Eve added. Miriam Wilkie.
Is yours first, no question. Not from my end. I'm about to confer with Interpol. Hopefully they'll be as cooperative as you. They'll have the upper echelon from the island. Whoever ran the day-to-day, brought people in, did the torture and so on. They'll take that. Everybody gets a share.
Is it Abernathy you're meeting?
No, someone a bit higher up.
Good luck.
One question. Are you looking at higher up? The lateral move from Homeland to the FBI. Teasdale offered a very slight smile. Opportunity knocked. I'll speak to you again. Eve stopped in the bullpen for a quick roundup with whoever was between interviews. Santiago sat at his desk using voice command to write his report.
You gave us the easy ones because I got dinged.
Behind his back, Carmichael rolled her eyes, but Eve stepped up to his desk. My take? You're feeling bitchy because the crazy woman got a little piece of you. He shrugged. That's fair. I respect that. Did you nail them all down? Yeah. The APA and shrink assigned signed off. Good. The next two won't be so easy. Call up Pfeiffer, head cleaner, Piper homicide. He dug up a lawyer. And pick one of the cleaning crew. They're in the file. Take the lower level guy first, squeeze him, flip him, and take down Pfeiffer.
We can do that.
Considerably brightened, Santiago turned to Carmichael.
We can do that.
Yes, we can. Satisfied, Eve went to her office and found Rourke. You were in my ear 20 minutes ago. Now I'm here. He pointed to the covered plate on her desk. Cold pasta. Eat something. I need to prep for Miriam Wilkie. Tell me you're not already fully prepped and ready for her. Since she couldn't, Eve sat, lifted the cover. Cold pasta, with vegetables, of course, because Rourke. Data's coming in so fast. EDD's a machine today. I can say the same for your division. And as I'm no longer quite so useful, I found a place to catch up on some work. Your office, home or midtown, would work. You've given this a hell of a lot of time. I'm invested. With his hands in his pockets, his fingers found the button, Eve's button, and rubbed it. Duchess has taken in 10 women and 8 children. Women who were already sheltered there volunteered to double up. That speaks to me. And when you've closed this down for the day, I'd like to take your squad and EDD out for drinks and a meal. He held up a hand before she could object. Things moved fast after Cobb and Ireland, and I'd like to show my appreciation in a tangible way. You hauled them to Ireland and back in a private shuttle. Your family fed them like an army on leave. He simply walked to her, ran a hand over her hair. I'd like to do this. Needed to, she realized. Maybe needed to so he could, so they could, shut out some of the misery they'd seen for just a little while. You want to blow a good chunk of your fortune on a bunch of cops? Fine with me. I'll pass the word. But that's a hell of a lot of people on short notice. Happily, I own a very fine pub not far from here. It'll be closed tonight for a private party. I'll do that catching up now so I can observe some part of your evisceration of Miriam Wilkie. I'd wish you luck with it, but you don't need it. He leaned down to kiss her. Make her pay, he murmured, for all of them. She would, Eve thought. She'd make Miriam Wilkie pay for Ariel Bird, for all the rest, and for putting that hint of sadness in the eyes of the man she loved. Because, she knew, he saw her in Ella Fox, in Fiona Vassar, and all the others. When she walked into interview with Peabody, started the record, Miriam sat in her jumpsuit, back straight, hands folded. So, Miriam, I'm told you've been informed the lawyer you attempted to contact for representation in these matters is unavailable. Due to being charged with multiple crimes also relating to these matters, and you've opted not to engage or request other legal representation. I'm capable of defending myself. Good for you. We'll get started. Gina Mancini, Ella Alice Fox, Eve began, and read off a long list of names as she laid their ID shots on the table. You may be surprised to see some of this official identification as you played a part, that computer science degree, in wiping their official records. I don't know what or whom you're talking about. Oh, now, Miriam. Shaking her head, Eve offered a small pity smile. If you think capable of defending yourself equals starting off with easily debunked lies, you're heading down the wrong road. We have statements from every one of these women who all identify you as their abductor. We also have statements from three, so far, of your accomplices, Jane Poe and Michael Harstead and Denise Wexford, corroborating that. They also gave complete details on same, like the drugs you used, the vehicle you drove, the payments you made in exchange for their assistance. Miriam barely missed a beat. I did what I had to do to protect myself. You drugged and abducted these women, some minors at the time, and delivered them to the compound in Connecticut, thereby crossing state lines, to protect yourself. These women threatened you. Not them. My father, my brothers, the people he controls. Your father threatened you? Every day of my life. She worked up watery eyes that to Eve looked more like an allergic reaction than tears. You have no idea what he's capable of. Oh, we've got some clues. What was the nature of the threat? If I didn't do what he ordered me to do, he'd have me taken to the island, keep me there. Or worse, he'd sell me to one of his faithful. Like you helped him sell the women you abducted for him. I'm not proud of what I did, but I feared for my life. Every day. If you question Stanton Wilkie, the repercussions... She trailed off as she pressed her lips together, stared down at the table. I could be locked in my room for days on his whim. How terrifying! Peabody widened her eyes, blinked them. Locked in a suite of rooms, Dallas, with a big soft bed, an entertainment screen, an auto chef, a spa-like ensuite, the horror! Miriam cut her gaze to Peabody, and the heat in it burned away the fake tears. The man's a monster. He could have me beaten. Should have led with that, Eve commented. Most people would. So, in terror of your monster dad, you traveled freely from the compound to the city, had meetings, often stayed at the, you called it a pied-a-terre, deceived young women by posing as a recruiter for employment, then drugged them and transported them back to the compound. All under duress. I had no choice. Right. And in all those hours, sometimes days, away from the compound and your monster dad, you never once considered going to the authorities with your fears and desperation. I was afraid to. I truly believed he was invincible. Now I have hope, but I'm still afraid. Uh-huh. And those fears traveled with you, when you visited the farms and ranches out west, or shuttled to Europe, the island, when you banked your recruiter's fees and so on. The fear of the time out, Dallas. It can't be overstated. Peabody snickered, then chuckled, then threw up her hands and broke into giggles. Don't you dare mock me, you stupid bitch. Miriam shoved up and, since Eve had, deliberately, had her brought in without restraints, lunged. Since Peabody timed it well, Eve let it play out. Miriam's shove, Peabody's grab and spin. That's assaulting an officer, Peabody snapped. Sit down, stay down, or I'll put you down. Said charge is added to the record. Eve spoke mildly as Peabody put Miriam back in the chair. And if you don't want to be mocked, don't be so damn mockable. Because everything you said is bullshit.
Because, despite all of her planning, Miriam Wilkie hadn't planned on this.
Now Eve shoved up, slapped both hands on the table, and leaned across and into Miriam's face. Bullshit. And every single one of these women, all your accomplices, every woman who worked in that house in the compound will testify to the bullshit. You ran that household, Miriam, treating these women like your personal slaves, happily ordering physical punishments if any of them didn't move fast enough to suit you. Fucking tyrant. Slapping Ella Fox because there was too much goddamn pulp in your fresh OJ.
They'll say anything to get back at my father. I had to maintain strict discipline in the house and when you decided to assign Fiona Vassar to clean your rooms, scrub your toilet, make your bed, and she didn't fluff your pillows to your satisfaction, you slugged her? How the hell would your father have known? You ruled that house your way because you fucking enjoyed it.
Eve sat back again. You're your father's daughter, Miriam. If you want to play the victim tune, be my guest, but it sure doesn't sing.
You can't know what it's like to be raised by a monster, to do his bidding because it's all you know, and he's everything you fear.
Everything inside Eve tightened, twisted, and she used it, let it burn through her. I know you made your own choices. You weren't helpless or beaten down. You weren't locked in and defenseless. You wanted the life, the money, the travel, the power. You killed Ariel Byrd to gain and protect that power.
That's insane. I told you before, I didn't even know the woman. I was on retreat in the compound.
Rounding the table slowly, Eve leaned down, spoke quietly. Do you really think you and your E-crew are better than me and mine? We have you leaving the compound on the evening of the murder, zipping out the gates in the same SUV you habitually use to abduct women. We have you entering the residence downtown. We have you leaving the residence 20 minutes before Ariel Byrd's time of death. And we have you coming back with blood, her blood, on your shirt.
Eve strolled around the table again, tossed evidence bags on the table. We have the copy of Byrd's key card. You should have ditched that. We have your recordings from the device you put in Gwen Huffman's link.
She tapped a bag with a tiny chip inside it. Didn't think to seal up when you made that. Installed it. A risk, Eve thought, as they'd only found a partial. But she saw from the flicker on Miriam's face, it had been a risk worth taking. You heard Gwen and Ariel argue, and Ariel, in the heat of the moment, threatened to expose Gwen. Couldn't have that, could you? You'd gone to so much trouble, had such an investment. It went all the way back to that summer in the Hamptons when you saw Gwen with another girl and outed her. Off to realignment with her, and that was power. It must have tasted so sweet. She sat, pulled Ariel's crime scene shots out of the file. So you kept tabs on her all this time. You knew the realignment was bullshit. Worse, torture. You're an educated woman. And you knew Gwen continued to have relationships outside the rules of the order. But you bided your time there. Money and power on the line. You wanted her to meet the terms of her trust as much as she did. You're the one who pointed her toward Cain.
It was going so well, too.
Peabody picked up the rhythm.
He falls for her. They're engaged. And then she screws it all up with this artist. You need her to get that money. Marry the rich guy, have a kid, get the big pot of money. Then you can blackmail her.
A nice side income. Sure, she can play her game out, divorce him for cause, move on, but she'll pay. She'll keep shelling out to keep you quiet. You can't prove any of this. It's nothing but wild speculation.
Sure we can. Have proven the bulk of it, and the rest follows.
Eve kicked back. You plan things out, Miriam. You organize, arrange the steps. But that temper messes you up. You should have waited Ariel out, but you beat her skull in because she would dare to threaten your payoff. You'd have Gwen and her money, or her family's money, on the hook forever. You know her well enough to be sure she'd pay to protect her image, her status, her fortune.
We've only known her a few days, Peabody added, and we know she's a shallow diva who only worries about herself.
Golly,
Peabody blinked her eyes.
She's a lot like you.
Yeah. They're sisters under the skin, Eve agreed.
We're nothing alike, Miriam hissed it out.
Well, you're some smarter and get some jollies over violence, but otherwise... You'd handle Gwen, right, Miriam? Pull in that steady income? Then all you have to do is deal with your father. He's getting older. He's vulnerable. Too many risky predilections now, and you know where all the bodies are buried. You've made sure of it. Your brothers, you can take care of them the same way. You take over, give it a little time. Maybe enough time for the Huffmans to have a fatal accident. Eve touched a finger to Ariel's photo. All that planning. All that investment, all that patience, that time, all blown to shit because Ariel Bird fell in love with your pigeon. Oh, yeah. Eve held up a finger. You didn't have time to get your bloody shirt to the cleaners. Should have gotten rid of that, too, but I guess you really liked it. Shoving it in a laundry bag doesn't take care of the blood. Ariel's blood. So play victim all you want if that blows up your skirt. But you're going down for murder. For her murder and all the rest. And natural order is finished. Now Miriam leaned forward. Do you think I give one small fuck about the order? A means to an end, nothing more. I had to listen to those rules, that rhetoric, that insulting crap all my life. Born female, I was less, always less. Good for nothing but running a household, pushing brats out of me. He set a deadline. I had less than 2 years before he married me off to the highest bidder. What do you think about that? I think you should have made other choices. You could have walked out.
And into what?
Visibly incensed, Miriam threw up her hands.
I was entitled to my inheritance, entitled to be in charge. Jesus Christ, two of my brothers are morons and the half-bastard's gay. I'm smarter than all of them, and I'm relegated to making sure the furniture's dusted.
Eve went with a hunch. So you asked to recruit?
I showed him what I could do, how much I could bring in. God knows we needed it the way these idiot men spend and buy and squander. And still, after all of that, he tells me it's time to do my duty as a woman. I convinced him to give me time, but it was running out.
And you already had the Huffman plan in your pocket. Sex is Gwen's drug of choice.
I saved her sorry ass from exposure countless times. I got sick of it. Who wouldn't? I was so close, and that slut of an artist thought she could ruin things.
You showed her, Peabody murmured.
You're damn right I did. I protected myself, and I protected Gwen. Again.
When I headed over to that loft, I thought about talking her down. I'd done that with others. I thought about paying her off. I'd done that with others. And I decided the hell with it. I'm sick of it. I heard the music, knew she was up there, and had all those tools up there with her. Just end it. And maybe when Gwen hears about it, she'll get scared enough to behave herself until she's married and pregnant. You used the copy of the swipe. You'd gotten it from Gwen's purse, made a copy. The same time I bugged her link. I went in, went up, picked up the hammer, and did what I had to do. I've waited my whole life to take what I'm entitled to. Waited, hearing how I'm to serve, to be weak and fertile and obedient. I'm entitled to be who I really am. Yeah, I'd say you crossed that line a while back. I'm willing to deal. Miriam folded her hands again. I want immunity. I want a big glass of dry red wine and 12 hours of sleep. Eve shrugged. I'll get mine eventually. You don't have a prayer on yours. Immunity. Miriam twisted her lips into a smile. And for that, I give you everything. Names. I'm talking high-level politicians, judges, cops, celebrities, and more. I'll give you details on my father, my brothers, the real ones, not mommy's fake boy, because even my father didn't trust him enough to bring him into the business. I'll give you details on the inner workings of the order, financial data, training centers. There's nothing I don't know. I made it my business to know all the details. I bet you did. I respect that, especially since we've made it our business to know and find out all those details, those names, those locations. We have it all, Miriam, and don't need you. But thanks for the offer. Eve rose. You've just confessed to first-degree murder, to multiple abductions feeding into human trafficking, to assault, and so on and so on. You can try the victim tune again, but it's all on record now. You're going to learn what it really means to be locked in a room, or in this